In the thick of motherhood, one of the most important things to know is that you are still yourself. Even though you are these beautiful children's mother, being a mother can quickly take over our identity, and a lot of women really get lost in that. We see you, Mama. You are juggling the complete chaos of motherhood while spiritually leading your children between everything else on your plate. On Raising Her Faith, we desire to walk alongside you in motherhood. And today, we are talking about you, Mama. You as a woman of God, and how your solid grasp on your identity in Christ can have a positive impact on your mothering. So I'd like to introduce you to Nicole. She is very passionate about helping women to recognize who they are in Jesus Christ. Nicole, tell our crew a little bit about you and your motherhood and where you're at in life.
Good morning. Thanks for having me here this morning. I am a mother of two. By the time the show airs, my daughter will be 13. Ooh. And my son is 9. I have been married to my husband, Mike, for 19 years. And we met here in Boise. I grew up in the church. I was baptized as a child. And then when I went off to college, I had a little more freedom and didn't go to church as often, but still had my faith. And then it was actually motherhood that really brought me back into the church and growing even stronger in my faith.
Awesome. I love that. Thank you for sharing. So we're really excited to have you and ready to jump into our conversation for today. So when we think biblically about women, purpose, calling, there's a lot of places we can look in the Bible, but I think the place where most women tend to land is Proverbs 31. So tell us a little bit about Proverbs 31, what that means to you. And I want to note that Proverbs 31 was not written in the context of modern day women. It was written centuries ago, and it was probably written to both men and women, that kind of paints a picture of noble character and a life well lived. So it's important to note that the Proverbs 31 woman is not a single person in the Bible. She's more of like a fictional character that God is describing what she might look like. And given this, modern day women do tend to read this passage a lot and use it as a bit of a guidebook. So what ways can we look at the Proverbs 31 chapter, starting in verse 10, to serve as a guidebook for character, maybe good works? What's your thought on that?
Yes. So Proverbs 10, a wife of noble character, who can find? She is far more worth than rubies. That, though it has wife in that scripture, when you're looking at Proverbs 31, it's not just about being a wife. It's also about being a mother. It's for married women and single mamas as well. And when we're looking at it, Proverbs 31, it really is a guide. It's giving us lifelike examples that we can turn to because we have a culture that's constantly telling us we should do this, we should do that, we need to do this, or we need to do that, when really we have scripture that is pointing us back to really what are the things that will honor God, what are things that he has given us worth and how he's created us in his image. So he has put out all these different characteristics of a woman because all of these characteristics are reflecting him in some way.
That's awesome. So I love that the word of God tells us that it's timeless, right? Mm-hmm. So even though it was written a long ago, we can use it as a model for good character. And I love that you said it's not just written to wives. It's not just written to moms. It's not just written to those who are married. So it can be for single mamas. It can really be for any woman Absolutely. That's looking at this chapter. So that's really cool. Which verses stand out to you about her life, to describe her life?
Okay. Well, so early on in motherhood, I will admit, when I read Proverbs 31, I was like, this is so overwhelming. Because adding more to my plate. But as I've studied it more, I've really come to realize, you know, what it is that God is speaking to me about. And so though there's several verses that talk about like what she does, when you really break down what that really means, it's like, okay, this isn't something I should be comparing myself mm-hmm. to, certainly not condemning myself certainly for, but it does show me ways that I can be encouraged and that I can encourage other moms in the journey. So I would say verse 13, she selects wool and flax and works with eager hands. When I've studied this, it has really opened up that this woman, she knows how to seek and find necessary resources for her family and her home to meet their needs. Obviously, this was written in a time many centuries ago.
Wool and flax.
We're not usually going out and collecting wool and flax. Another one is she girds herself with strength. This one is, you know, she is a strong woman. She is doing things that have purpose. She is also taking care of herself so that she can provide for others, for her family, for her, during this time there were her servants, but she also provided for those in the community as well. So she was, I mean, she was going out and she was providing. We have to be strong. We have to be healthy mm-hmm. to be able to do that. And that one's really hit me hard over several years as well, because there's so many times I put everybody else's needs and I have completely run myself down. And so just reminding myself that I need to gird myself with strength.
Yeah, so the Lord's kind of telling us to be the best for everybody else's needs. Mm-hmm. We need to focus a bit on ourselves and we can take some pressure or maybe some guilt off of ourselves yes. because it's written right here. I heard a podcast a few years back by a gal named Jordan Dooley. She's just incredible. And she was talking about Proverbs 31 in the context of what the church may have forgotten to tell us women. And so mm-hmm. that's not our church specifically or the church we grew up in. It's just kind of the big C church, the big community of what we might not know about this woman. We know she's got great character. We know she's a stellar mom. We know that she's out working with her hands and she has an incredible work ethic. But the verse that I love is in verse 14, it mm-hmm. says that she's like a merchant ship bringing food from afar. So you talked about this, that she is very resourceful. Mm-hmm. She's a good steward of the resources that she has. And then she just trust God for the rest of it, to work out the rest of what she needs. And I love that about her. Verse 16 says she considers a field and buys it. So I think that's so incredible that a virtuous woman, a mm-hmm. woman of noble character, can still be a studious investor. Absolutely. She can be financially savvy. We don't need to feel guilty when we are making a profit. She sees her work and it is profitable in verse 18. And so in verse 22, it says she's clothed in linen and fine purples. These things are not cheap. She's really caring for herself, where you mentioned in strength. She's caring for herself in her appearance and how she carries herself. And she's turning a profit. She could be a businesswoman. So in the context of modern day women, I think it's so easy to think, well, she's not me because I'm not a stay-at-home mom.
Right.
Or if I am a stay-at-home mom, oh, I'm not turning a profit. But it's pretty cool that these verses can just apply to us wherever we are in life and kind of make us feel okay mm-hmm. about where we are. And so this woman, she's a wife, she's a mother, she's a homemaker, she's an entrepreneur, she's a provider, she's generous to her servants, she's generous to the community. And when I was reading this when I was younger, I was kind of annoyed by her. I was like, who is this person and how is she doing this? And also, I'm nothing like this woman. And I love what you said, that we're not meant to compare. And when we really dig deeper into the scripture, it can be encouraging mm-hmm. rather than us being annoyed by her. One other thing that I've noticed is that this is really a cross-section of a long life. It talks about that she does these things all the days of her life. It mm-hmm. talks about seasons of snow. A lot of the verbs are in past tense. So we can kind of conclude that the Bible is telling us that this is a life well lived. Yes. This is over time. It's seasonal. Not everything blooms in every season. And so we can take heart in that it is over time. And so I'm wondering for you, Nicole, for the mamas who are saying, I'm not comforted by seasonal at all. She's still doing all these amazing things. And maybe this mama's keeping a tally of all the things that she's doing and all the things that mama is not doing. So what would you say to that mom who's listening and is still comparing herself and her worth against the tally of all the amazing things that this Proverbs 31 woman is doing?
That's a good question. I would say, so this woman, she's rare to find. She does reflect values and aspirations of a woman who is walking in fear of the Lord. That is where her worth comes in. That is where her value comes in, is because she is a child of God. And she is constantly... She's being both a Martha in terms of she is being a servant for the gifts that he has given her and the purpose that he has given her, but she is also a Mary because she is constantly going towards him. And the more that she grows and the more that she goes closer to God, that is where her wisdom comes. That is where her trustworthiness comes from, her strength, her honor. And God recognizes how big it is to be a godly woman and what that job is for a godly woman. He doesn't point to how much, I mean, he does identify how much work it is to be this godly woman, but he doesn't say, you know, that that is where her worth is. He's like, I know it takes a lot of work to manage a home wisely and properly, but my value is where you are at in your faith and as my child. So I think just remembering that it's where our relationship is and growing closer to God and knowing that he chose you to be your child's mama. That child knows that you're going to meet their needs. Mm-hmm. As a mom, you're observant of what like your family needs, what's going to comfort your child, how you're going to prepare them for different things that come up in life. And another mama can't necessarily step in and do that.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, our families are so unique.
Very unique.
And so the way that our children rely on us to provide those needs, we are relying on God to provide those needs. And so I'm thinking for that mama, gosh, Satan just wants us to compare, right? He just wants to get in there and figure out what's going to be that one thing that turns in your mind to compare you to another mom. And so focusing on all the things that mama down the street is doing for her family can really get us down on the things that we're doing for our family. But the Lord says, no. Your worth is not in all the things that you do. Your worth is how you properly care and feed for the children that I've given you. And those children are different. Mm-hmm. Your children are different than my children. They need different things. And I love that you said that God handpicked us to be our kiddo's mom. Mm-hmm. And so we can just kind of take heart in that. And then also take heart in, if we were perfect, there would be no need for a savior.
Right.
So we can even apply that to motherhood in that we are not going to be a perfect mom. And at the end of Proverbs 31, that passage, it says that what's really valuable is a woman who fears the Lord, and not fears the Lord in like a scary way, that word right. Fear. Fears the Lord as far as being in awe of him, mm-hmm. thinking that he is wonderful, knowing that we can rely on him and he will provide for us. And so all of the things that we do, our beauty, our charm, all of that, the passage says, is deceptive. And the thing that really matters of a woman of virtue and noble character is how much she is relying on God. Mm-hmm. And so I love that he just takes the pressure off, and we can just focus on being in him, doing everything we do unto the Lord, but also knowing that he's got us. Like, God is just going to put his arm around us and he's going to help us to figure out where we're not seeing those resources. Right?
Right.
Or we're not seeing wool and flax. What do we need to do? So I love that. How would you say that God is using the entire passage to inspire us to be maybe more like him?
So as I've studied the Proverbs 31, the characteristics that have come up and things that are holding more value is she's virtuous, she's strong, she's wise, faithful, trustworthy, resourceful. She's a servant, kind, encouraging. She's self-sacrificing. She walks toward God. And so when you look at verse 28, and it says, her children arise and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Many women do noble things, but you surpass them all. And when I study that, this isn't just one woman. Mm-hmm. God created women for a specific purpose, and every home can have a mother that excels in all of these qualities. And again, the focus just goes back to, instead of looking at it as a checklist, looking at it as, okay, what has God designed me to do? How has he handcrafted me to do the works that are going to glorify him?
Awesome. I love that. So She is meant to inspire us, to let us know just how incredible God made us to be.
Mm-hmm.
That is fantastic. I feel like I need to hear that every day. Like, maybe I can write it on my mirror in my bathroom. And as moms, I think that we long for the days that our children will rise and call us blessed. We want for our husbands to be praised at the gates. We want to know that we have a life well lived, and that God will say when we meet him, well done, good and faithful servant. And so in order to be the woman that God has called us to be, we need to focus not on all of those things, but we just need to focus on him and his plan and fix our eyes on him. And he's given us a little bit of a roadmap. He's given us a little bit of a guidebook here. And then he's given us the tools to be able to excel at those things. And so what I want to leave our moms with is this passage tells us about a woman who is to be praised. And does it say that she's to be praised for having a spotless house? And does it say that she's to be praised for having perfectly well-behaved children, wearing matching outfits, that eat the organic food? They're getting straight A's in school. They're incredible soccer players. They would never dream of talking back. No, this isn't the mom with the perfect marriage. And it's honestly not even a woman who is married.
Right.
It could be not even a woman who has children. The passage tells us that a woman to be praised is the woman who fears the Lord. So it always comes back to God, where we can increase him and decrease us and know that we are honoring him and seeking his face in everything that we do. We don't need to worry about the things that we can't control, because just like the Proverbs 31 woman, she trusts him for his covering, and we have that covering too. So as moms, I feel like there's seasons that are just exhausting. And that's maybe even all the seasons, but in a different way. Yeah. And so he's going to take faith the size of a mustard seed, and he's going to move mountains. And sometimes I'm like, well, thank the Lord that he's that way, because sometimes all I have is faith the size of a mustard seed. And so I love that he's telling us that he has great plans and purpose for us, and that he is going to see those plans through to completion. And so, mamas, we just want to leave you today with the encouragement that you can trust God to cover you and your family, and cover them well. So thank you so much, Nicole, for sharing your thoughts on Proverbs 31 and your knowledge of, you know, things that you've studied, that you've picked out, that maybe we didn't focus on before about this passage. So thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Awesome. Bye, mamas.